of Antonyama, we are not afraid of any Tsunami or any God or anyone that is out of the devil's kingdom. Because you are fueled. Say, I'm fueled. Oh, say, I'm fueled. Oh, so when somebody is clapping, you also clap. Hallelujah. Even when Solomon sacrificed and fire came down, burnt the offering, Bible didn't say that the Holy Ghost came down. Praise God. Fire came down. But the Holy Ghost came in the manner of what? Fire. So it means that when you have the Holy Ghost, you burn like fire. It's what person who you open the full soul. Ask God of the Holy Ghost. And you can't ask God of the Holy Ghost if you have not received his ransom, salvation. Praise God. So when you receive the benefit, so when you receive salvation or his ransom, his deliverance, you have to get the benefit. And some of the benefit is that you are filled and not afraid of any demon. You are filled and you take any blessing that is yours. You are filled and you can stand boldly and declare against the kingdom of the devil. You are filled to enter into heaven, because without you being filled or greased or supported, you cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. So it is not you that will go to heaven just like that. The Holy Spirit has to come upon you, pick you, rapture you. Praise God. So when you are fueled, you begin to do the impossible. When you are fueled, because you are ransomed, you begin to receive some blessing you never thought of. Praise God. You are, oh, hallelujah. When you are fueled, you begin to take something even that was yours that is taken from you by the enemy. But when you are not fueled, you are afraid of witches and wizards. When you are not fueled, you are afraid of Kwakubo 7 coal. But Bible said, after they have received the Holy Ghost baptism, they spoke the gospel with what? Boldness, because they were fueled with power. And they were not afraid of anything to arrest them and to crucify them. Hallelujah. They were ready to die. But when Peter was not fueled initially, he denied Jesus. But when he was fueled, he was ready to die. So what was that? I didn't see it, you know. But now you can't say, you can't say, you can't say, you can't say, no stroke. But one of the questions, I will die with you. And he denied him. But when you are fueled, you are not ashamed of the gospel. So he said, after you have been fooled, I say, unto us a son is born, a child is born, and unto us a son is given, the garment and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Say, the Prince of Peace. I like that, because I assume you ain't it. So Artemis was mistaken when he took upon himself as Sundrajini. So God, if you refuse to TB Jesus, TB Jesus want to pray, he couldn't save him. Because he has taken the title of God. It is scriptural. I'm not becoming political. Hallelujah. Don't bear names that belongs to Jesus. Anybody to call himself or herself as Sundrajini, you must die, because that Sundrajini died on the cross. You understand me? TB to show me. The spirit of them we. Before we break, we God prophet me from Zambia. We. Yet the man died. Why? Praise God. Don't take titles that are not yours. You can take every blessing, but not the title of God. God cannot save you. It means you are making yourself like the God. So if you were a true Christian, you study Bible, you should know, and you have pastors around you. So if I were his prophet, I would tell him that, Master, the title you have taken upon yourself as a prophet and your pastor or your teacher, your spiritual father, I would tell you that it is for God. So take it, and you will have saved it. But perhaps those that were running were for the offerings. Because imagine a president giving you a tithe. It's not 20 Ghana. So food can let your prophets, your pastors, turn themselves around you, and yet they can't teach you the right thing because they are filled. They are tempted with money. So perhaps if they should say, take that title, you say, I won't give you tithe again. I won't come to your church again. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. So many pastors are food pastors, belly carried